It's a bugler's holiday season with University of North Carolina School of the Arts, School of Music trumpet artist, faculty member, and brass coordinator Judith Saxton. Her first solo CD release, Concert and Contest Pieces for Trumpet with pianist Alison Gagnon, made its way to the entire International Trumpeters Guild membership, over 5,500 folks worldwide, as the free CD included in their journal. On January 20th, Judy will join her UNCSA Brass Quintet colleagues and award-winning organist, Dr. Timothy Olson, in performance at Crawford Hall on the UNCSA campus. The school's brass symposium is that afternoon in Watson Hall from 4 to 6. It's an annual event featuring UNCSA's brass faculty in their roles as educators. This year, they'll be presenting a brass masterclass featuring audition preparation tips coupled with pointers on the road to excellent brass playing. Judy stopped by to talk brass.
The first piece I'm going to sample things from is the Jean Rivier, who is the actually composition teacher at the Paris Conservatory for a while. He taught right with Darius Milhaud.
How about that?
It's just a really neat piece combining alto sax and trumpet. I think one of the first ever to do that.
And this is the piece that you said has some theatrical events.
Yeah.
You're picturing a silent movie going on?
You know, we do. The music just evokes that sort of era where it's a little over the top, a little vaudeville, and you see this, you know, black and white kind of sketchy screen going. It's a very fun piece that's joyous, and the outer movements anyway are very boisterous and very tongue-in-cheek. And that's open. And then you just stick in that harmon mute, which all good jazz players know about.
And just to describe this mute, for those of you who may not be familiar with harmon mutes, it's metal. It goes right in the end of the bell. And in this case, it's being held in extra firm by a WFDD rubber band at no charge. Judy, what else?
I got a little piccolo trumpet. The piccolo is literally the Italian word for small. So this trumpet is half the size of my B-flat trumpet.
All right, and this is from the Scarlatti?
Yeah, this is from, and I apologize, I did study voice and took languages, but I'm not sure. I think it's Si riscaldi il tebro.
How about
that?
But
it's one of the movements, the interior movements of the Scarlatti. There's seven of these Scarlattis. I'm going to do three.
All right, take it away.
Okay. So it's just very light and bright.
Play me a high note, though.
Of course, of course. I'm trying to think if this one has a bunch, but I'm just going to play a scale up to a high note. And that's kind of the workable range of the... Actually, this is the A side of the piccolo. The piccolo is so small that I can change the key of the instrument simply by moving a slide 1 inch. I can change the entire key of the instrument.
How about that?
Very fun.
Beautiful.
So there's some sparkle, there's some different mutes, and there's just a lot of different colors and different eras in the performance and different countries and different instruments.
Judy Saxton, thank you so much for stopping by with all this equipment and all these trumpets and all those bags. I'll help you out to the car.
Thank you.
All right. University of North Carolina School of the Arts, School of Music trumpet artist, faculty member, and brass coordinator, Judith Saxton. On January 20th, Judy will join her UNCSA Brass Quintet colleagues and award-winning organist, Dr. Timothy Olson, in performance at Crawford Hall on the UNCSA campus, and you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.